now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back at Rushi High School, and I'm here with Isaac Lefevre, and we're going to bring you the doubleheader between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Rushi Raiders. So we'll go through the starting lineups for the Indians. We're shaking it up a little bit. Riley Will is going to lead us off, and then Kobe Wendell. Ryan Post batting third. Brock Deuce in the cleanup position. Daniel Patch is number five. Landon Post, number six. Derek Lochtefeld is number seven. Dylan Evers will be batting eighth. And Bo Tin will be batting ninth. And then for the Rushi Raiders, they will have Zane Shappy batting first. Xavier Flippo in the number two position. Drew Sherman. Then Grant Saunders. Jared Poling. Aiden Shappy, Hayden Quinter, Jordan Meyer, and Russ Fissinger.
Fissinger.
That's yes. One of Isaac's friends. He golfs with him, so I know he knows that pronunciation, and wasn't sure if it was a hard G or soft G. So if it's German, it's usually a hard G, but can't always be sure. So this one's a soft G. So,
all right, we got Riley Will stepping up to the plate.
Yep. Riley's going to start it off for our Indians. And let's see here. Looks like Xavier Flippo
is on the mound,
he's
yes.
He's going to be pitching for the Rushi Raiders. Right-handed pitcher to the right-handed batter.
Fastball right in there.
Yep. Called first strike.
And no one count. Oh, he pops it right up.
Foul over our head up over the first base dugout, so that'll be out of play. And Flippo gets a new ball here. And Riley's back at the plate, wiggling his bat a little and ready to go.
Oh, he struck out.
Another strike.
Got caught looking. We got Kobe Wendell stepping up now.
Yep, so one up, one down for our Indians. That'll bring Kobe to the plate. One out, base is empty. Kobe batting right-handed.
Looks like an off-speed pitch.
Yep, the catcher tried to frame it back up into the strike zone, but
still called a strike.
Yep, didn't see it. Didn't seem called
right in there.
Yep, he's throwing strikes.
He has not thrown a ball all game yet.
Nope, it's five straight strikes for him. So Well, fouls that one at his feet, so still no balls, two strikes.
He was reaching for the high stuff up there.
Yep, and so we got Kobe back in. That one's high. Ball and two strikes now with one out. Kobe batting here in the number two position. Ryan Post on deck.
And he sends one straight to the third baseman.
Yeah, little line, soft liner, and third baseman strolled over and grabbed it. So put the ball in play, but did not get anything for it. So that'll bring up Ryan Post with Brock Deuce in the cleanup position on deck. See if he can get something going. Ryan batting left-handed against the right-handed pitching Flippo. Ryan wiggling the bat.
Oh, he gets hit. He's hit.
Ryan, and he's always trying to get out of the way. He gets hit every game.
Every game, it looks like.
Just, you know, if he was a big, wide kid, maybe you'd see he's not a very big target, and he gets hit all the time. So he takes the first base. We got our first base runner hit by a pitch. That'll bring Brock Deuce to the plate. You can tell he wasn't trying to get that because he was mad when he got hit. He wanted to hit.
Yeah, he was fuming. Ryan leading off, gets good jump, ball up there.
Yep, just kind of testing him out here. We'll see what happens here. I'm thinking he might be going on the next one, but we'll see. So one ball, no strikes to Brock. Throws
He's
back,
back
over.
He's safe.
Just in under the tag. Nice.
Head first dive, straight in first.
Yep. Nice throw over. Jared pulling the first baseman, big, tall, young man. That one's low. Two balls, no strikes.
Near our dugouts having fun with this. They're yelling at Flippo.
Oh, yeah. They like to harass them when they're throwing over. That's part of the game. I love it. And it gets them into the game.
He's going.
He looked like he was hitting. He took off running and stopped about two steps into it, so...
Brock is reaching for the high stuff, hits it off the top of his bat, sending it straight back.
Yep, so two balls and a strike to him. Sophomore Flippo looks in, gets a sign. Ryan with a small lead there. One more step.
He's going. Heading.
Throw down. Throw is in
and
time.
And he is caught.
And a good tag, and he's out. That was a good throw there. So it went three up, three down the hard way with Ryan getting hit by the pitch and then getting thrown out by a little bit out at second base. So we'll be back right after this.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Rushi, where the Indians are taking on the Rushi Raiders. And you want to go through our fielders there, Isaac?
Oh, yeah. We got Brock Deuce on the mound. He's been doing pretty well this year. He pitched against Houston one of the last times we were away. Now stepping up to the plate, we got who's that? Zane Chappie is our first batter.
He's the center fielder for the Raiders. Takes the first pitch. Ball one.
We got Riggs Toby behind the plate, a little freshman. Marcus Garkey tore his ACL, so they got to dig down in the lineup there.
Yep. Riley catches sometimes.
Riley usually catches for Daniel. That's kind of his thing.
Yep. So next pitch is high, so it's 2-0. Brock looks in. Another one just a little high. He's just at the top, right above the strike zone on those first three pitches. They're all appear from here, from the side. Looks like they're going across the plate, but just a little high. That one's right down the pipe. 3-1. You would have to think he would have been taken on that, so you can kind of throw whatever pitch you want because he's not swinging.
That's another one.
That's another really good pitch.
He's coming back.
Yep. All five of his pitches have been across the plate. The first three were a little high. Those two were really, really good pitches. Full count.
Yeah, he gets them.
So it's one up, one down. And that'll bring the pitcher, Xavier Flippo, to the plate.
In the infield, we got two seniors and two sophomores. The two sophomores on the right side there. We got Landon at second and Botin at first base. Two seniors, we got Ryan Post at short and Dylan Evers at third. Strike one right down the middle for Brock Deuce. In the windup. Oh, and he takes it straight to center. Riley Will gets the catch.
Right at him.
Out number two.
That's two up, two down. That'll bring Drew Sherman to the plate.
Out in the outfield, we got Riley Will at center field. He and Kobe are pretty consistent out there. Kobe's out in left usually. We got Troy Hillman and Derek Lochtefeld usually switching out in right field. But they both do a real nice job out there.
So we have Drew Sherman at the plate and Grant Saunders on deck as the cleanup hitter. Nobody on base. First pitch is a ball.
First one's outside. Oh, he sends it right down the third baseline. Here comes Kobe to grab it. And he's turning and going for second, but
turns back around.
He'll stop.
Yep. Makes the wide turn and nice shot right down the third baseline.
Rushi's got a hit on the board. First hit of the game so far.
So Grant Saunders' cleanup batter will come to the plate. Sherman at first with a single. The two-out single and Saunders and then Poling on deck after that. Two-out, runner at first.
Brock now pitching from the stretch. A little outside and low.
Yep.
Sherman's got a pretty nice lead there, but Bo's got it all covered.
Yep, we'll see how that all goes, and they might be testing the freshman's arm with Riggs back there, but he's been doing pretty well. See how that goes. Hard hit
sends
ball, center field.
That's going to go in the gap. Right center gap right there. He's turning, too.
They're cranking him home. Here comes the throw. Throw is offline.
Offline. He's going to three. He's down. They got him.
Yep.
But not after one run scores.
So
the end of one, we got Rushi with one.
Saunders with a double. But he's thrown out going to third. Gets an RBI. So he played one full inning. It's Rushi 1, Indians 0.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus a...
Grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. At Ace, Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Brock Deuce comes up in the top of the second inning, takes the first pitch,
sends
a high fly ball
to left
into left field. Left fielder gets it easily. One up, one down for our Indians. That'll bring Daniel Patch to the plate. Landon Post on deck.
First pitch. He sends it.
High fly.
Oh,
center
left
field.
Center gap, but the center grabs it.
So two up, two down with two pitches.
He's taking it. Now we got Landon Post stepping up to the plate.
Derek Lochtefeld on deck with two outs, but we're hitting the ball. So that's a good sign. We're swinging. We're hitting. This should be good. Let's see if we can manufacture a run.
First pitch strike. Looked like an off-speed curveball.
Yep. Rushi scored their run with two outs. They've got a guy on, then a hit, so maybe we can do that here.
Landon, next one's high and inside.
Landon's been good at getting on base, so we'll get him on base. And Derek Lochtefeld had the RBI in the last game, hit a double out to left center field.
Oh, he sends it up. Second baseman running after it. Center fielder grabs it. That's
comes
three.
In. Made a nice long run, but so three up, three down, but we put the bat on the ball and did pretty well that inning, so we'll see what happens here. Going to the bottom of the second, Indians down 1-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We are back here at Rushi High School. Indians versus the Raiders. First pitch is a
strike,
called strike.
The
and then second pitch, swing and a miss to Jared Poling. He'll be followed by Aiden Shappy and Hayden Quinter. So Poling 0-2 count. Brock Deuce with the delivery.
That one's outside. Down in the dirt. That second pitch was real nice. It was a curveball down in the dirt, and he went after it.
Yep. Ball and two strikes.
Boom, he got him on striking.
Swing and a miss, one out. One up, one down. Aiden Shappy now at the plate. He's the shortstop.
They've only got two seniors on this team, quite a few underclassmen.
Yep, this is a junior. Strike one.
Got him chasing down, too.
Yep.
Here we go. He's got him. Foul ball. He hit it even before it got to the plate.
Yep.
Way early on that one.
So, no balls, two strikes. Chappie back in. Aiden Chappie.
Oh, he sends that straight up to the shortstop. Ryan Post gets the catch. That's two down.
All right, so two up, two down. That'll bring Hayden Quinter to the plate with two outs. Jordan Meyer on deck if they get that far. Hayden Quinter is a freshman. Good-looking player.
Pitch from the junior. Yeah, strike right down the middle, off speed.
Yep, nice pitch. Brock looks in, gets the sign.
And 1-2-3, Brock. 1-2-3. Oh! Yes, I like that.
Another strike.
Yep.
They got the infield playing a little deep there.
Yeah.
Landon Post almost in the outfield. And they got him. That is three up, three down.
So we've gone through two innings. It's 1-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders over our Indians. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Rushi, and the Indians are taking on the Raiders in a doubleheader today. And in between games, Rushi will be celebrating their 50th anniversary, commemorating the their state baseball championship, and they will be having a ceremony in between. We won't be able to connect into that, but we might be able to talk to the Fish Report guy that's doing the PA and maybe be able to talk to him in between games. First pitch strike, second pitch, Ochterfeld beats it out at first base, hits it over to third, gets to first base in time. So first man aboard for our mighty Indians, and let's see if we can get something going here. Dylan Evers, the third baseman, is coming to the plate. Nobody out, runner at first. Here we go.
He's laying down the bunt.
Nice bunt by Dylan.
Right,
pitcher comes
third.
Over, has it.
And they beat him.
They get him, but he successfully moves Lochtefeld over into scoring position at second base. So that'll bring Bo Tin to the plate, followed by the top of the order, Riley Will. So we have one out, but we have our runner in scoring position, our tying run. And we'll see what we can do here with Bo Tin and then Riley Will. Let's start getting hot here, guys. Weather's nice. Let's get the bats hot. Flippo looks in, has a sign, pitch.
Straight down the middle for Bo.
He was taking that first pitch. It's a strike, so we'll see what happens here. I'd say that Jerry's going to let him swing at what he wants to swing at here. I wanted to see that first pitch, and here we go. A little high. 1-1. Ockfeld getting a decent lead at second, but he's not going to. He wants to be off just enough. If there's a pass ball, he can get to third, but he's not stealing.
Second baseman's looking at him. Boats in, sends him straight up to the second baseman. And it's got him too. Two down. But Derek Lockfeld is at third base.
So we have him right there. All I have to do is get him in now, boys. So that was not a hard hit ball, but right at the second baseman. He played it nicely, and that'll bring Riley Will, our leadoff batter, to the plate. Kobe Wendell on deck. Let's get this game tied up.
Excuse me, Bo hit a ground ball. Well, he takes that, sends that back at the backstop.
Let's go, Riley.
Took a nice cut at that one.
He's going to hit this one.
Oh.
Swing and a miss on the outside. Curveball got him. So no balls, two strikes. Riley's going to put this one in play, and we might get us a run here. Waiting on the 0-2 pitch. Flippo to the plate.
And they got
it. Swing and a miss. So three outs. And that'll strand Derek Lochtefeld. Started off first man on base, and we just didn't get him in. Got him to third. So we go to the top of the fourth.
Bottom of the third.
Bottom of
the
third,
yes.
Excuse me. Yeah, with Rushi going to bat. Be back in just a minute.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
We're back here at Rushi. Jordan Meyer steps in. He's the right fielder for the Rushi Raiders.
First pitch, high in the strike zone, still called for a strike.
Right-handed hitting junior.
Sends the second one in there. A little low, but gets him too.
Yep. The umpire is, he takes a little while to make the call, and on those close pitches, it's a little hard to tell what he's going to do there. So,
hear him through the headset. At least he's clear about it.
0-2, yeah, when he does it, it's good. So, ball and two strikes now. Brock toeing the rubber a little bit. And he's going to come back in. Jordan Meyer, one ball, two strikes. High, 2-2.
On deck is Ross Fischinger. Then the top. He got him.
Swing and a miss. So one up, one down for the Raiders here in the home half of inning number three.
Sophomore Fischinger comes up to the plate. Ooh.
First pitch, a little low. Looked pretty good, but...
Low and outside, looked like a curveball.
Brock looking in, has the sign. Hopped up. Back's out of play on the right side. So Fissinger will step back in. A ball and a strike. One man out. Top of the order, Zane Shappy on deck.
Pitch from Brock. A little inside.
Two balls and a strike. Fissinger, the left fielder, steps back in.
Is that a drop?
Nice pitch.
He got the strike.
Yep. Two and two. Kind of froze him a little bit, so Fissinger's waving the bat. He's ready. Brock shakes off one sign.
Did he go? No, he didn't.
Out went. Pulls back just in time. Yep, they did check with the base umpire to see if he went, and the umpire calls him safe. So three balls, two strikes.
And they got him.
So two up, two down. That'll bring up the top of the order.
And two strikeouts for
Zane
Brock.
Zane Shappy.
They got a real nice facility out here.
Yes, this whole area. They've got soccer fields. They got
basketball courts, tennis courts.
Yeah, basketball, softball, everything that's out here. It's really, really, really nice area. This is a top-notch place out here. First pitch is a strike. And Brock looks in. A little high, one and one.
See if we can get all three of these guys on strikeouts.
I'd just soon pop it up, and we don't have to waste two more pitches. Getting on this one.
It's taking a little bit of time.
Yep, steps back out. He's back in. Shappy, the center fielder.
Oh, he didn't go.
Just about.
Went about a quarter of the way around.
Took a flinch at it.
Ball. 2-1 count.
That one looks pretty good. Yep.
Fastball right down the middle.
Two balls, two strikes. As Ron Brunswick would say, deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Little low.
He
took a while to think of that, and he pulled the string on it. That was just right on the bottom edge of the plate, and that is three up, three down with three strikeouts that inning for Brock Deuce. And we go to the top of the fourth. Be back in just a minute. Indians down 1-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Welcome back to Rushi. Our Indians down 1-0, going to the top of the third inning, and the Indians will bring Kobe. Yeah, top of the fourth. Kobe, Ryan, and Brock.
Hopefully we can get some runs here. Strike.
First pitch, taking it. Pretty good pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Swing and a miss on a down low pitch. No balls, two strikes to Kobe. Indians need to generate some. Let's get some runners on, get them over, get them in.
Strike, he
fouls
that one backwards.
Back out of play, and still count remains at 0-2. Kobe back in. ready to go. Puts a slow roller to the third baseman. Third baseman picks it up over to first.
Looks like he got there.
Not in time. I'm calling that a base hit.
And that's a hit.
And that is our first hit of the game.
It's our second
hit. Yeah. Derek Lochtefeld got a hit to start off. Let's not leave him on base like we did to Derek in the third inning there. We left him on third, got him to move it over to second, then to third.
Here
nobody out.
Ryan Post.
First man on. Left-handed hitting Ryan. Bunts.
Leaves down the bunt.
Pitcher, nice play over to second for the force. He hit it too hard, and they got the force at second for the first out. So we didn't get the runner moved over, but we have a runner at first with one out. And that'll bring Brock Deuce and then Daniel Patch. So Ryan put down the bunt, but it was hit too hard and right at the pitcher. All he had to do was turn and throw it. And got him fairly easily at second base.
He throws back to first base. Ryan gets there and a slide and dive.
Yep, Ryan's going to get leads, and he's going to get his clothes pretty dirty today. That one's low. In the dirt, ball one. Ryan got hit in the first inning at first and got caught stealing second. So he's a runner. He's a stealer. He's going to do everything he can. There's a hard
Brock,
hit ball.
Second baseman,
second
grabs
baseman
it,
gets
it,
the line drive
baseman,
and back to.
Double play.
Oh, man. So the second baseman on a hard hit line drive. Of course, Ryan's going on the swing of the bat. And line drive caught and throws back to first for the double play. And the Indians lose another opportunity there. So we'll be back in just a minute.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Brock Deuce. Pitching for the Indians, he'll face his counterpart, Xavier Flippo. First pitch,
low outside.
So we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Rushi leads 1-0. Indians have been hitting the ball, but we cannot get them to drop in there and can't get runners in yet. So that'll happen today.
Strike one for Brock. Strike
ball
strike
and two,
two
strikes.
A little outside on the zone.
So ball and two strikes. An umpire with a called strike there, and we'll see what Brock can do here. A little low outside. So 2-2 is your count. Nobody out here. First batter here in the top of the fourth for the Raiders. And the Indians still looking for a run. There's a little soft hit out. Brock comes off the mound and gets it, and he's safe. Not in time. That was a slow roller. Brock got there quick enough. He just was runner was too speedy, and the ball was moving too slowly. So lead off single. That'll bring Drew Sherman, then Grant Saunders. Sherman wiggling the bat, right-handed batter. Brock looks over at Flippo at first. Flippo gets a little lead, slips a little, and we throw to first, but not in time to get him. He slipped and went down, and he was able to still get back. So first pitch is a ball to Sherman. And he'll step back in. Ball, no strikes. Flippo at first.
Brock in the stretch. Bo's got it all covered at first base right there.
They're going.
Got a runner, foul ball, so he's got to go back.
So it's 1-1 on the foul tip. But he was headed to second. Hit and run, I would assume, since the batter was swinging. So that means a hit could have, decent hit could have maybe at least got him to third, maybe home. So reset. Flippo back at first.
1-1 count.
Sherman puts down a bunt. Brock comes over, gets the runner at first. But Chappie moves to second. One out now.
Flippo moves to second.
Yep. So he's...
now we got Grant Saunders up to play.
He's moved his runner up into scoring position. Saunders then polling. One out now.
Land an inch in towards second base.
Popped up right side foul over our heads here, so out of play. So no balls and a strike. Flippo out at second base now. He's getting a little bit of a lead, strolling a little bit out there. Brock glances back. And we got number six. Ball low in the dirt, and
that'll advance Flippo to third.
Flippo moves over to third on the pass ball. Well, I'd call it a wild pitch, maybe,
yeah,
in the dirt. And either way, doesn't matter what we call it. It's what happened. And so
they got a runner in scoring position with one out.
Yep, he's third base now. Saunders back in with a 1-1 count.
It's popped up.
Very high in the
post
field.
Looking at it. Ryan gets it. And the runner does not go home.
Nope, he can't. He has no chance. And they, he was kind of lollygagging going back to the bag. And Ryan threw over, and he was back pretty easily. But he's not going to let you lollygag there like that. So
two down with a man at third for Rushi with
Jared Poling. And then Aiden Chappie, if they get that far, two outs. Let's leave that runner stranded at third right here. Foul back to the screen. No balls and a strike. Brooks.
Both the teams have two hits, except Rushi's got a one up on us.
Yep. Brooks looking in. Has a sign.
Strike 0-2.
Down at the bottom edge of the strike zone. No balls and two strikes. Let's get him here, Brock. Brock's pitching very well today. Gets a sign.
He likes it. And they got him swinging, but
down in the dirt, and it gets away, and the runner scores, and that ball hit the ground, the catcher, and rolled over to the Rushi dugout. No chance to get that runner, and it's now 2-0 in favor of the Raiders. Struck him out, but it does not make the third out. Aiden Chappie will come to the plate now with Hayden Quinter on deck. He's looking, he's squared to bunt, pulled back, called strike, or was it ball? Okay. So Brock's looking in, looks over at first, glances over there. A little slow roller to the pitcher. Brock comes off, gets it, goes over to Bo, keeps his foot on, and that's a third out. But they score a run on a strikeout that got away and rolled to the Rushi dugout.
So at the end of four, we got Rushi 2, Fort Recovery nothing.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back here at Rushi. The top of inning number 5, and the Indians will bring Daniel, Landon, Derek, Dylan, and Bo. And more, I hope. Daniel Patch steps in to start it off. Swing,
first pitch.
Little foul right at the plate.
Looks like we got a change in the outfield. We got Zane Chappie now in the center field. Ross Fischinger was out there originally.
I was thinking he was in left, but maybe not.
That's a ball outside and low.
1-1. Count to Daniel. He looks like a hitter. That's called
1-2.
Strike. So ball and two strikes now. And Daniel in there again. Flinches at it. Takes it low. 2-2.
We might be able to get a run here going.
Yep, I think we're going to get some. Hard hit. Second baseman has it cleanly over to first. One up, one down. Again, hit the ball, but right at the second baseman.
We're doing real well with contact today, just not in the right places. Yep.
And we've been struggling with contact for a long time here, but we're making contact today. Not getting the breaks, but that'll happen here. Landon Post, then Derek Lochtefeld on deck.
Down low, 1-0 count.
Landon flew out to center field. It's first time up. See if we can get him on here. Foul back, straight back, out of play.
It's been a battle of the pitchers pretty much so far. Each team only has about two hits.
Yep, they have a little timelier things going for them, but I think we're going to come around here. It's going to be good. That one's a called strike, I believe. Yep. As I said, the umpire is very deliberate about his strike calls, and it takes several seconds before he makes that call. Here's fly ball to shallow right. Second baseman goes out. He's made contact both times, got it in the outfield, but
two cannot, up, two down.
Cannot make it happen.
Derek Lochtefeld stepping up to the plate.
Derek and then Dylan. So two outs, bases empty. That'll be a called strike.
It's like curveball right in there.
Yep. I'm starting to read the umpire now. He'll stand up and kind of look to the right and then make the dramatic call. Swing and a miss.
Two pitches, two strikes to the senior right fielder.
Yep. Both pitchers are throwing strikes. And we're in the fifth inning already, and they're both still throwing strong. Another swing and a miss, and that'll be the end of the fifth inning for our Indians. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth right after this. Indians down 2-0.
love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at Rushi. Brock Deuce back out on the mound looking strong. Top of the fifth, or excuse me, bottom of the fifth. He'll face 7, 8, and 9. Quinter, Meyer, and Fissinger.
We've had way too many three up, three down innings.
For us.
Oh, yeah.
Not nearly enough for Rushi. Let's do a three up, three down for them. Another little soft roller hit
down to Brock.
Right out in front of the plate. Brock easily gets it. One up, one down on one pitch.
At Jordan Meyer up to the plate now.
Meyer, the right fielder, and Fissinger for the Raiders here in the home half of number 5. They lead 2-0 over our Indians. That's going to be a called strike. Yep, I got that one. I'm starting to read that umpire now.
Yeah.
Before he calls it, his body language tells it. He does have a very delayed called strike. And it's down low. He did not go on it. So it's a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, one out.
Pitch from Brock.
Little softy down the first base line foul played by the first base coach. He flips it back to Brock. And Brock will look in. Ball, two strikes.
Good fundamentals from that coach. He grounded that real well.
Yep. That's a swing and a miss. Tried to hold back, but he was way out there. So that's
a real low pitch, too.
Two outs. Yep.
He got him chasing.
Yep. Ross Fissinger, now your batter, and then we would, if he gets on, go back to the top with Zane Chappie. Two outs, nobody on. Very high, popped up, out, back out of play.
Right over our heads yet again. That seems to be the trend right now.
Yep, they're they're swinging a little too soon and getting that foul ball there. But that also means we could get one right at us.
He sends one. A little blooper to the center field.
Yep, that goes. Ryan thought he could get out there. It was over. That wasn't really over his head because he's a little off to the side. But that just gets into no man's land out there in center field. So a two-out single for Fissinger. That'll bring Zane Chappie to the plate. That's a little low.
Ball one.
Ball, no strikes.
On deck is the pitcher, Xavier Flippo. That one's low and outside. 2-0 count. Brock in the stretch.
That one gets away from Riggs, and Fissinger will hustle over to second base. So it's three balls, no strikes. just talking about how Brock had been throwing strikes, and he has been right up to this batter. So let's more than likely this batter will be taking on a 3-0 with three straight balls, but we'll see. It's a leadoff batter, so they may give him a green light.
Oh,
that one might have been a little high, so that's a two-out walk. So that puts him at first base. So that puts runners at first and second. Fissinger at second. Zane Chappie at first. Pitcher Zane Flippo coming to the plate with Drew Sherman on deck. Let's get him shut down here, Brock.
Last time he had a 3-0 count, he struck the guy out.
Two on, two out. That's a strike. First pitch called strike. That'll bring the 0-1 pitch to
Flippo.
He's waving the bat.
He takes a cut at that one.
Big cut, big miss. 0-2, two outs. Runners at first and second. Brock trying to shut down this rally before it can get really going here. I have a runner in scoring position, but we can shut it down right here. Hard hit ball that goes into the gap between short and third. The runner stays at third. Hope hit the throw goes home, and that'll load the bases.
Fissinger was about to go, but he hesitated there.
Still two outs. Another two-out rally for the Rushi Raiders. That'll bring Drew Sherman to the plate.
Let's go.
So,
see if we can get out of here, Brock.
Bases full. That's all happened with two outs. Brock looks in. Swing and a miss. Big swing. He was swinging heavy on that one. Sherman at the plate. No balls and a strike. Just keep throwing strikes, Brock.
Drew Sherman, one of the two seniors on this team.
Another foul tip. Swing. Foul tipped. Back to the backstop. Umpire gives Riggs a new ball. Back out to Brock. No balls. Two strikes. Drew Sherman at the plate. That's shut him down here. Foul tip just catches a piece of it back to the screen. Count remains at 0-2.
0-2 count. Bases loaded. Let's get out of here, Brock.
Yep. He threw a bunch of balls to the last batter, but this one he's got three straight strikes to him, and we'll get him shut down here. He gets his sign. That'll go to the shortstop.
Ryan
goes
Post.
Over to first.
Got him.
In time. Just by a step, but he got there in time. So got out of that jam with the bases full. We go to the top of the sixth after five complete. It's 2-0 Rushi over our Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, welcome back to Rushi.
Got Dylan, then Bo 10, then top of the order, Riley Will. Let's get something going, Indians. Big hit here. Dylan started off.
First pitch from Flippo. Ground ball to the third baseman.
Over to first in time. So one up, one down on one pitch. And that brings Bo 10 to the plate.
We're doing a great job with contact.
Yes, and that's going to pay off. So, Bo 10 and then Riley Will.
First pitch ball outside.
Yep, this game, Riley Will is our leadoff batter. We usually have Ryan there, but we moved him down to third. Maybe it gets him a little better chance for some RBIs. And
swing and a miss low. We'll Bo 10, 1-1 count.
He's back in there ready to go. Flippo with the pitch.
Another swing and a miss. That one chased outside.
Yeah, it might have foul tipped it. It got away from the catcher if he didn't get it, but there's nobody on base. So one out, ball and two strikes.
Strike three, caught looking. That's yep. Two up, two down for the Indians. Riley yep. Will up to bat.
That looked like a good pitch. I'm not sure why we weren't going on that one, but
all right, let's get something started here, Riley.
Leadoff man, Riley Will, followed by Cole Wendell. Let's get at least three or four more batters up. Get ourselves a two-out rally going.
Little, he sends a
little lazy to pop short. To the shortstop, and that's caught for out number three. So we've gone 5.5 going to the bottom of the sixth. Its score remains 2-0, Rushi over the Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Grant Saunders. We're back here at Rushi. Grant Saunders with the first pitch hitting, and he lines out to shallow center field, or flies out. That'll bring Jared Poling to the plate with one out.
Hey, come on, Rod.
We're in the bottom of the sixth. Indians down a couple.
First pitch.
Hey, boy. That's
nasty. Umpire says he went.
No balls on the strike to Poling. Aiden Shappy on deck. Let's go, Brock.
Pitch number two. Swing and a miss.
There we go.
0-2 count.
Brock's getting those strikes in there. He had that one batter in there that he had a little trouble with last inning, but he's been throwing strikes all day, and that's a really good thing. That looked
strike
pretty good.
Three. Got him looking.
Yep. I'm not sure why he wasn't swinging at that. That was a pretty good pitch.
So two up, two down with Aiden Shappy up to the plate.
Kind of froze him. Aiden Shappy and Hayden Quinter, the catcher, on deck. So let's not make that catcher get his shin guards off. Let's get this guy, and then we'll
inside
go hit
first
the seventh.
Pitch, ball number one.
Squared to bunt, and it's ball and strike.
It's been a good defensive game. Not many errors or no errors, I think, to this point.
I believe that is true. Pretty nice pitch.
Strike
ball
number two.
Ball and two strikes. Called strike. And so let's finish this off. They've scored both of their runs, I believe, with two outs. And they got a two-out rally last inning. Got one down in the dirt. That'll bring it up to our Ron Brunswick spot. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Brock with a 2-2 pitch. Hit hard, right field. Right fielder's going back.
Line to Derek. Derek catches it.
Yep.
That's three outs.
Kind of turned him around a little bit, but he recovered plenty of time to get it. So we've gone through six complete, and it's still 2-0. Rushi over our Indians. Back in just a minute.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Rushi. We got to get something going here if we want to stay in this game.
Well, we're at our number two batter, Kobe Wendell. First pitch, called strike. Kobe, Ryan, Brock, Daniel, Landon, we need at least that many to get this game tied. Well, no, I guess we could get some more than that.
Oh, good shot down to the right fielder. That one's down. And
leadoff man on board. Leadoff single for Kobe brings Ryan to the plate. Brock Deuce on deck.
See if the lefty can get something here going.
Yep. Let's go, Ryan. Ryan was really hot at the beginning of the season, and everybody has cooled down some. But it's, like I said, we've been putting the bat on the ball today, and that's one that's just kind of dribbled foul down the first
baseline.
Little
ahead of that one.
Yep. So nobody out. Kobe will come back to first. Ryan will step back in. Ball on a strike. Let's go, Ryan. Let's get her going here. Another foul at the plate. No balls and two strikes. But contact on every swing there for Ryan. So let's get her going here, guys. It's time to get this ship righted. And we've been, like I said, we've been making contact all day. And this is time for him to start getting through there. It's way high. Ball and two strikes.
Got the catcher jumping on that one.
Yep. Still nobody out. Just first man on. Kobe gets a single. That's another foul at the plate.
Jacoby takes a jump at that one. He's getting ready to go.
Yep. Well, he knows that if Ryan's swinging, he's going. And it could be another one of those where Ryan got caught where the line, it's a line drive to somebody, but you can't be, you cannot get thrown out at second base. That just can't happen. That one's inside. They're throwing it back to first.
He's safe.
So two balls and two strikes. That was inside, and that almost came close to hitting Ryan again.
That came really close. Ryan's a target this year. It seems like he's got something on his back.
You know, there's guys that will lean into him and get hit on purpose. He has not done that once.
He's out.
Swing and a miss. I thought maybe he foul tipped it, but
catcher caught it. It would have been an out anyway.
Okay. Yep. So
here comes Brock.
One out. Runner at first.
Looks like Ryan's trying to lean away from those, and he's still getting hit.
Yeah. So.
Throw back to first base.
Get away from the first baseman, but not very far.
No go.
So Brock is our batter. Daniel on deck. Let's go, Brock. Let's get it going here. Brock was also very hot early in the year. And as we said, everybody's kind of slowed down. As Bob and Dave were talking about, I think we scored our fourth run in seven games on Thursday. And we've been in a lot of those games, but we just can't get that.
Oh, that came off the helmet.
Plunked him in the helmet. He turned his head, hit him in the back of the helmet. But that'll put two runners on. Tying run at first base now with one out.
That'll bring Daniel up to the plate.
Big Daniel.
See,
he's due.
Get a power hit out of him.
And then Landon on deck. Yeah, if he can hit a nice one in the gap out there, get these speedy guys coming around, at least get one in, maybe some more.
Strike one, swing and a miss.
I see some guys over by the Rushi dugout. No, that's not who I was thinking. There, some of those guys might be the guys from that 1971 state champion baseball team forum that they're going to honor between the games.
Look a little younger.
Yep, they're some of the ones that were there earlier. I'm pretty sure were those guys. They were all there, but they're going to have. I don't know if they're going to have the whole team, but they're going to have a pretty good amount of them back. He said so.
Strike two for Daniel Pacho. Two count. Pitch from Flip Oak.
Whoa, right back at us. That just went over us. We don't have a screen protecting us here, so I could have been talking with no teeth. I'm glad that didn't happen, but it was coming right at us, but it was about 6 feet above us. Fights one off.
I think that was a little generous. That was a little closer to us. That could have been 3 feet lower, and we would have been that ball would have been in here.
Yep.
Would have nailed the ceiling fan above us.
So that one foul back to the screen, and it's 0-2 again. That one's in the dirt. Catcher blocks it. Nice play by the catcher. Keeps the runners from advancing. That one looked like it was going to get a couple of guys to second and third, and then a big hit by Daniel could tie the game. But we have Kobe at second. And
strike three. He was looking.
He was looking at that. Oh, man.
He watched that one.
It's two outs. Now we need Landon. Come on, Landon. Landon's been, he's put the bat on the ball. He flew out to center field and popped up to shallow right. But he's been putting the bat on the ball. And let's get one through the gap. And he's actually capable of hitting it really hard. So he could put one deep in the outfield if we can get it between the fielders.
Both the guys on base have pretty good wheels. We get a good one in the gap. Landon's going to, they're going to probably score.
Yeah, we can get one for sure and maybe two, especially if the fielder would have a little trouble getting to it or bobble it just a second, because you know Coach Kalp's going to be watching closely, and he knows how fast Brock can go, and he'll hold him if he needs to and run him if he can. That one, I believe, is a called strike.
Looking at that one, too. Wow.
Those are pretty good pitches that we're looking at, and I'm not sure why. We've been putting the bat on the ball. 0-2, two outs. Two runners on, tying run at first base, two outs now. Landon needs to be on base. He puts it at first.
First baseman
has it, flips to the pitcher covering, and
that is it.
That's the game. That's out number three. So first game, like I said, we got some contact, got a lot of contact, probably 10 or 15 times, and just not anything to show for it. So we'll be back to kind of wrap things up on this game number one here in just a couple of minutes.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Rushi, where the Indians go down to defeat in game number one here, 2-0. But we put the bat on the ball this game. Just would have liked to seen a few more of them get through. Some of them were hard hits. Some of them were pretty easy plays. But, you know, we've had trouble really putting the ball in play recently, and it's just we're getting there.
This was a real defensive game. There were only 7 hits in the game, and
I had 4 for Rushi and 3 for us, and I had each team with 5 strikeouts. So Brock had 5 strikeouts,
and Flippo.
I was trying to say Shappy, and I was knew that wasn't right. Flippo had 5 also is what I have. That's very unofficial, but that's not far off.
Yeah, so, we didn't have a pitching change at all this game. Both guys played the entire game,
and both were throwing strikes late in the game. There weren't big rallies for either team, so they weren't throwing tons and tons of pitches. So you know, nobody was really getting way up there, but both guys were doing very well. So we're going to take a little break here. We'll go back to the studio and play some music and so forth. And we'll be back here with game number 2. We'll probably come back in about 20, 30 minutes. So hang in there. They're getting ready for the ceremony to honor the 1971 Rushi State Championship baseball team. And I want to kind of watch a little bit of that, and we'll be back in just a few 20, 30 minutes.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.